headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella and Seb with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Racing Queensland has responded to criticism on its new Ipswich Greyhound racing track, worth $85 million. The Q, nicknamed Queensland's deadliest greyhound track, took over $44 million of state money from the former Labor government to complete. It opened last month, but races were suspended and tracks were closed over the weekend due to worries about the safety of the dogs. Animal rights advocates have already heavily criticised the new facility, claiming that at least 11 greyhounds have died before the official opening of the queue. Racing Queensland has not disputed this figure. Despite this, a Racing Queensland spokesman said that the company remains committed to the safety and welfare of greyhounds.
Brisbane is now the most expensive city to build new houses, according to new data from the 2025 Global Construction Market Intelligence Report from Turner and Townsend. It now costs $5,009 per square metre to build within the city, only 3 cents higher than Sydney. Project director Tiffany Emmett said the tensions are high in regard to the Queensland market in the coming years, stating that developers and others are expecting that they're going to need to draw on interstate resources and skills to help deliver the pipeline. Construction costs rose 4.4% last year and are expected to go up 5.5% this year, soaring higher than anywhere else in the country.
In national news, we have a content warning for SA on this story. Sexual assault survivors, along with gender equality groups, are campaigning for reforms to be made to the way survivors must testify in court. These groups are calling for the option of pre-recorded testimonies to be made available to survivors. This is only an option in Queensland and the Northern Territory currently, but calls are loud to bring the rest of the country up to date to protect the mental health of survivors. This comes after this policy of extending the right to pre-recorded testimony was highlighted as one of the recommendations made by the Australian Law Reform Commission after a review into sexual assault cases earlier this year. If this story has raised any concerns for you, please call 1-800-RESPECT.
Special Envoy to Combating Anti-Semitism Gillian Siegel released her proposal to address anti-Semitism in a press conference yesterday, recommending the review of hate speech laws, an increase in Holocaust education, and the cutting of funding for organizations deemed to have failed to act against anti-Semitism. Ms. Siegel's proposal to cut funding would stretch from public media organizations to universities and public events, with a special envoy elaborating that organizations facilitating anti-Semitism should be readily terminated. In response, the Jewish Council of Australia has warned against stricter regulations and funding threats, stating that they risk undermining Australia's democratic freedoms.
In international news, a former Liberal councillor who was suspended from the party for swearing at a TV journo in 2009, his name is Nick Adams, has just won Trump's nomination for the US ambassador to Malaysia. Adams made headlines after proposing to wipe out the city's pigeon population to eliminate the threat of bird flu when he was a young deputy mayor on Sydney's Ashfield Council. 15 years on from being fired from the Liberal Party, he is now a manosphere figure, an American citizen promoting alpha male ideals and a self-identified cultural thought leader. However, Mr. Adams' appointment to the ambassador role requires confirmation from the US Senate, which is still being waited on.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be sunny with chilly westerly winds throughout the day. It's currently 13 degrees and with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 10. There is a 5% chance of rain across the city today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.